This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nick Wilson, John on the Peterlin, back on Afternoon Drive. We do have quick hits coming up in just about 20 minutes' time. We also have Brian Baldinger coming up at 3:20. We'll get his thoughts on how much of the Browns' struggles this year are talent issues. But we're talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers' 13th win of the season. To start the season, I can't even remember. I can't keep up with what the latest record is on how many of these.
That is nice that it's undefeated, though, so you can, it's easy to remember that one, 13-0.
Yeah, I think I will take that one. But
I think that's the sixth best record all time?
Yes, that is exactly what it is. Now, because for some reason I thought yesterday going into the show was sixth best, and then the numbers are just starting to confuse me at some point.
Yeah, well, about winning, it gets confusing sometimes. Yeah,
I get it. Guys, it's just, I'm winning so much here. I'm just, it's almost overwhelming. I mean, you'd almost wish for a loss. No, you wouldn't. But last night on Inside the NBA, on NBA on TNT, Shaq weighed in on how much credit Kenny Atkinson deserves in the Cavs' red-hot start.
First of all, I want to give Kenny Atkinson some love in Cleveland. Man, he's doing a fabulous job. Those guys are
doing
well.
Donovan Mitchell is playing.
That's disrespectful.
Come on. That's so funny, though.
That is. I mean, it is. But so what I hate about it is it gives in to this narrative. And it's a total, I think it's just another way of players to try and to claim the league. This narrative that players have no say over that coaches have no say or input, and it's just player led, and it's like, that's just not entirely true. And that the idea that Shaq does this when, like, look at Shaq's career with Brian Hill, and then look at it with Phil Jackson, and then look at it with Stan Van Gundy,
and then Spoelstra,
and then look at it with a guy named Pat Riley, and just tell me that a head coach doesn't matter. And you know, I am the ultimate Shaq guy. I'm not even like the ultimate Kenny Atkinson guy. I'm just offended on behalf of Kenny Atkinson.
Yeah, I was curious to see how you do this, because I think Shaq is one of your favorite players all time.
So I know.
I didn't know if you'd just go and drop the hammer on him or what you'd end up doing there. I love that they take this approach, though. I do, because I think sometimes, and I think around this team in particular, because it's so obvious to see what happened last year, and our frustrations were just so again. I mean, we're just mad at JB. We spent the entire year mad at JB. We spent the entire offseason until they fired him mad at JB, and then you're watching it all kind of pay off, and it's so easy for fans to look at and see what's different from last year to this year, and then give the credit all to Atkinson. But at some point, you do have to credit some of these players.
No, but the thing is, this goes back to the single kudo theory. You don't have. There's not one kudo. There are many kudos to give around to this.
Well, and Shaq wants to give zero kudos.
Yeah, and I think that's so you can give proper credit to Kenny Atkinson. Guys, they wouldn't be 13-0 without this offensive system. And they wouldn't have this offensive system if J.B. Bickerstaff was here.
Yeah, I was thinking a lot about this with Jim Harbaugh. And we'll talk about Jim Harbaugh in quick hits coming up here, because he's got a little bit of a thing I'm going to spring on you there. But the difference, I know football's not basketball. I get it. In football, I feel like we weigh the head coaches in football way differently than we do in both baseball and basketball. I don't know, at least my perception of them is they're looked at like the second most important part of a team.
Mm-hmm.
And with Harbaugh, you can see in 1 year, they have the best defense in the NFL. Last year, they were absolute trash. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we know they matter. We know they matter. They have to matter. How much does Atkinson actually matter, though?
Well, I would say, I'll ask you, are they 13-0 with J.B. Bickerstaff?
I think that's what we're seeing over the previous couple games. And something we talked about before the show. With the past three games, when they trailed by double digits in each one of these games, and in particular even last night, you know, we talked about the third quarter, and they weren't as good in the third quarter and all this other nonsense. That was their best quarter last night. They erased a big-time deficit. Do they win those games with JB? I don't think they do.
Well, and that's the games that infuriated us the most. Like, this team still is. And again, I don't know if it's they're playing down to their opponents the last three or four games. But since the Golden State win, the Nets game, that wasn't your best basketball. The Bulls game, that wasn't the best basketball. You had to come back in that game. last night's game. You had to erase another deficit,
yep.
And Donovan had to take over the game. And by the way, it doesn't matter because you're winning. So we're having our cake and eat it too. You're not playing your best basketball because your best basketball probably was the first nine games of this 13-game win streak. And you're also managing a way to still win.
I don't know why this is. Like we watched them in recent years. They're 5-5 in their most recent 10 against Boston. Like, we watched them play against really good teams. I felt like they had this problem last year, too. Now they're getting the wins this year. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a direct reflection of Atkinson. But why is it this team does seem like they play down to the competition?
I think that's a sign. I think that a lot of good teams in the NBA do that. I think you get up for the big games. And when I say get up, I mean, you know, like I think back to the first Milwaukee game. Both teams were playing like it was game seven NBA Finals, and it was October.
It's easy to sleepwalk game 37 against the Grizzlies. It just is.
Well, and so I think that's part of it. And I think it's just NBA culture. I just don't think teams play 82 games as hard and as dominant as they did. Like, if you go back and look at like the 96 Vancouver Grizzlies, they played really hard. They just sucked.
I know, but it's one thing we always credited this Cavs team with, the gym class heroes that they are, where they always play hard. They're always, it doesn't feel like they, what I love about this Cavs team, I think what a lot of people love about this Cavs team, Nick, is that they're not like other teams in the NBA, and that they do constantly seem like they, every game matters an absolute ton to them.
So here's the alternate theory. Because again, like playing down just means you aren't playing your best basketball team, and you happen to do that against three straight teams that aren't good. Or aren't in your stratosphere, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is, they by the time they play on Friday, that's 14 games in 24 days.
They played a lot. It's been this every other night thing, which is actually really convenient for watching these games.
Yeah, it's very easy to keep track of it. That's a really good point.
I don't have to think about it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, they played last night. They're not going to play tonight. They'll play tomorrow.
But like, the only other team that has played that much basketball in that amount of time is the Spurs. So everybody else doesn't have to play roughly every other night, or I'm trying to think the math on that. I'm not going to do that on air. I already sound dumb enough. But I do think that's a point. Like, I think there's I want to say a little weariness there because it's been a lot of basketball in a short amount of time. And by the way, it's the most human thing that we see in the NBA all the time, in that you get on a winning streak and little things pop up. And that doesn't mean they're not playing hard, but it's just the little things of playing when everything's going right. And we saw this with the Guardians, where just, hey, that basket normally doesn't fall in, and you got that on that game because that's just the way things have been going for you.
Yeah.
So I do think there's a modicum of luck. I do think that it's because, you've had the good fortune of playing lesser teams here recently. I don't think that's a knock on it. Like, because you still do have a couple wins against teams with superstar talent or with good records. So, but I do think it's noteworthy. I think it's super noteworthy that if you look at the last,
I mean, Jared McCain looked like an all-star last night.
Well, you can say that you can pick something out in each of the last three games. You had a stat that you looked up about.
Yeah, so I did last four and I did last three. Last four would include the Warriors game. Last three is the games they're kind of really focusing on, so I went back and took the last three. They're 10th in the NBA in offense, and they're 11th in the NBA in defensive rating. Like, they are not playing the same way where for the first eight games we're like, oh, they're legitimately making a run at the best offense in NBA history while also being top five defensively.
And maybe that matters if you start to drop some of these games. But this to me is a Cavs observation and not a critique.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Critique. Because you're winning when you weren't playing your best basketball. That's not what you've done the last 2 years. And I think that's really interesting. And again, is that Atkinson? Is that JB? Or is that team just being put in a situation or in a context that it's not as all or nothing with, well, Donovan's got to be Donovan for four quarters. Like, okay, is it because Darius is healthy?
Yeah.
Is it because Evan is maybe more upfront in terms of how you run things through him? I don't know. I mean, I think I know. I think you got to give some of this credit to Kenny, some of it to the players, and some maybe to somewhere else in the organization. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a noteworthy sign when you're not playing your best basketball in this stretch and you're still being able to advance to 13-0.
Yeah, I would just wonder if we would have had the 76ers at full strength last night, we couldn't have played the game we played.
No. And again, that would have been a great telltale sign of if they went out there and blew the doors off the Sixers for 48 minutes and put something up there closer to Golden State. Well, okay, maybe they did play down to them. But it could be, like, I tend to think the thing that annoys me in sports talk is we drill it down to one thing. It's this only thing. I think it's probably a little bit of, you know, it's the Nets, you can get away with it. No Embiid, there's no George, you can get away with it. I think some of it is, you're just dog-ass tired. I think some of it is just the general way the NBA works out. But it should be noted, because when things are good, and I noticed this with the Guardians this year, I've noticed this with the Browns before, that when things are good, there's just, hey, they won. That's not, and especially in the NBA, especially in baseball, where there's 82 games and 162 games in the regular season.
Yeah, yeah.
We are still looking for trends. And so this Cavs,
it's not a bad thing, Nick, to then afterwards be like, well, did you win a game and did you look good doing it?
Yeah,
like we have to figure these things out, do we not? Like,
yeah, I mean, at some point,
I'm with you. It always bothers me when I hate it with Browns games more so than anything. It's like, well, did you win the game? Oh, you won the game. Okay, that's all that matters. It's like, well, sometimes you got to look a little bit deeper. This is why we talk about the playoffs all the time. It's like, do you enter the playoffs as a team that's a serious team, or do you enter the playoffs as a team that won a lot of games but no one took you seriously in the process?
Well, but I think that's always the push and pull of every conversation we have in the NBA, which is how well they're playing versus if they're winning. And the reality is, it's not like a point A and point B, and they're the polar opposites. There's the two points, and then there's everything in between. And initially, at the start of the season, the Cavs were playing great and winning every game. And now, they're winning every game, and they're playing really okay. Like 10th and 11th in the NBA in offense and defense.
No, it's fine.
There's nothing to sniff at.
You were also down at the half to Caleb Martin and Jared McCain. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I do think we can, I think it's okay as a Cavs fan to sit back and say, past couple games haven't gone great. The win streak we love, they're playing good basketball, but it's not as perfect as it was, let's say, even 5 days ago.
And it shouldn't surprise you if at one of these points, like the Bulls game on Friday, with the NBA Cup on the line. No, not a cup date. Don't do it, Mac. Not
Mac,
a cup date.
Mac, don't do that cup
not
date.
Not a cup date.
Don't do that cup date, Mac. Mac's not going to do the cup. We're yelling at him to not do the cup date, and he's not going to actually do the cup date.
I don't think he understood that when we say don't do the cup date, that's actually a way of us. But, you know, whether it's the NBA Cup
on
Friday.
We're just intentionally confusing.
All right, no, I was gonna compare him to Mongo.
Too. I always made a joke.
I was gonna compare him to Mongo.
Let's compare
and then
him
I was
to the
like,
family dog. Let's do that.
Yeah, no, that's
gonna go great.
Does Dad want me to sit or stay? Does Dad want me? There we go.
Chase for the NBA Cup is on, and your Cavaliers are angling for their first NBA Cup championship.
I mean, we got the first Donnybrook.
Have all the latest on the Cavs' mid-season pursuit of greatness. Here's the Afternoon Drive Cup Date.
Only took 40 seconds. No, I mean, we got a clear Donnybrook on our hands on Friday. And it should just be noted, Cavs Bull, the first Cavs Bulls, there's more of them. There's a couple of them. But it should be noted that I think that is going to be a game where, you're because of the cup implications and the way the Cavs are playing, that adds some intrigue to this game, and again...
Well, and from an actual basketball point, if I can make one of those here, the amount that you win these games matters in the Cup.
Are you saying
point
that...
Point differential is a big deal in the Cup.
You're saying the Cup date isn't an actual basketball point?
No, I'm saying I think like for the previous 20 minutes, I don't know that I'm at a salient basketball point. I'd like to contribute maybe one to the convo.
What do you guys make of the Cavs not playing their best basketball in the last couple games here? I think it's probably two or three things together. Quick hits with myself and JP next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.